Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing the PC is not dead. It's about usage, not units. One of this year's technology predictions. So let's begin with an introduction from Duncan.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, that over 80% of all internet access from computer-like devices will continue to come from the traditional PC, not tablets and smartphones. There's no question that those are growing, and they've been part of the post-PC rhetoric, but the PC is not yet dead.
So given those numbers, why is it that people, commentators, are saying that the PC has gone away?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for it. One is that sales of smartphones and tablets are growing at enormous rates. Year over year, tablets are up hundreds of percent. Smartphone growth continues to accelerate in virtually every country around the world. In contrast, unit sales of personal computers have not been going up. They've been stagnant for the last few years and likely will remain so in 2013. The other is it's a funny thing about the human brain. Every time somebody glances at their smartphone and types in that little password, we remember that as a use, even if we only glance at it for 15 seconds. Whereas when we sit down in front of our PC to work or view a movie for an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours at a time, in our brains that only shows up as a single use. So we tend to overestimate the amount of time we spend on smartphones and tablets.
So why is it, given that we have more tablets, more smartphones, that we still spend so much time on PCs?
It's pretty straightforward. It's not the processors. It's the keyboards and the screens. The screen on the average, not a big one, on the average laptop computer is over a dozen times bigger than the screen on the average smartphone. It's just real estate. More room to look at, more room to interact. The other one is that keyboard. If you are entering a complex password, if you're writing an email of more than about 50 words, if you're trying to edit an Excel spreadsheet, these are tasks that are enormously more difficult on smartphones or tablets, whereas the PC with that big keyboard and that big screen is just a device that's much more enjoyable to use. Now that's about work kind of stuff. When it comes to viewing video content, as we know in the TV world, bigger screen, better experience.
Now, a lot of the enormous base of PCs, I think it's over 1.5 billion, are probably going to be in the developed world. But what about the developing world? Because there's lots of initiatives there to bring out very attractively priced tablet computers, for example.
Over the long run, it certainly makes a lot of sense that we'll see tremendous use of tablets and smartphones in the developing world because of those lower price points. But the data doesn't seem to suggest that. According to a study that was done looking at the usage of computers measured by bits versus tablets and smartphones, in countries like Canada, the USA, Britain, Singapore, about 10% of traffic came from smartphones and tablets, 90% from PCs. In developing world countries, 96 to 98% of traffic came from PCs. Although people are starting to use smartphones and tablets, for most of those countries, if you can only have one device, you tend to have a PC. At some level, smartphones and tablets are a little bit of a luxury item.
Now, we've talked about the developed world, the developing world, but what about the younger users? Surely they are going off PCs.
Once again, that's something that makes a tremendous amount of sense. New devices are used primarily by younger demographics. A Deloitte survey, in fact, showed exactly the opposite. We asked people, which device were you most attached to? Which could you least do without? In the population age 66 to 75, 60% said the PC, 40% said their tablet. In the youth demographic, that's 18 to 24, 92% said they had to have their PC. Only 8% said a tablet. So it's interesting that even in the younger demographics, the personal computer remains the principal device that they organize their computer life around.
So in summary, we've talked about being in a post-PC era, but what seems to be very firmly the case is we're in a PC plus era, and that should sustain in the medium and probably the long term.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.